Hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Meth Lab Show. And I am your host, Nuwamba Flamingo. And I'm here with Frankie motherfucking Metro, the chemist.
Yo.
And we're going to get down. We're going to get down with some shit. We're going to read some shit. Maybe take a couple calls, talk about some stuff. So, yeah, man, Frankie Metro, how you doing over there?
Man, I'm exhausted, bro. Like, I'm literally exhausted at this point. I got off work, like, 10 minutes ago. I've been at work since, like, 7:30 this morning. I just want you people out there to understand, like, you know, I'm a very divided person. And that's why I have, you know, multiple personality disorders, because I'm constantly dividing my time. So, that's what's up.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I think everybody listening is happy that you're here and that I'm here and that we're doing the show. You know, when we make fucking sacrifices to do these shows, man. We put our fucking blood and our semen and our sweat and everything into these shows, you know?
Yeah.
We put it all
into these shows. We put the meth in here, too. Yeah, I mean, we put meth, we put blood, urine, semen,
yeah.
All that good stuff.
Vomit, diarrhea, any kind of bodily fluid that you can possibly imagine, we put into this show.
Mhm. It's like a nice batch of crystal white green meth that you don't smoke, but you just ram it up your ass and just hope that it works. Pretty much.
Well, I've actually heard. I've never tried putting meth up my ass, but I have heard that that's like the most potent way of doing meth. Is to
really?
Shove it up your ass. I have heard
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I did meth for like 5 months, and I never thought to do that. So.
Oh man. Yeah, I never did it either while I was. Yeah, I never tried it either when I was doing meth. I never tried that. Like, I never tried.
I heard that about ecstasy pills. Actually, I heard that if you plug ecstasy pills, like, that's the best way to roll.
Yeah, I've heard that that's a very good way to do ecstasy. I've actually not tried that either.
I knew this dude named. This dude's name was Tori. He was like a friend of mine in like high school and shit like that. It was actually, we started off as not being friends, but later on became friends. And that's what that dude does. Like, I think he still does it to this day, man. Like, he's been doing it strong for like 12 years. He sticks ecstasy pills up his ass all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. I've never shoved anything up my ass myself, but I've had a girl's tongue up my ass.
Ooh,
I have had a girl's tongue in my ass. Yes, yeah, so that's the only thing that's ever really gone on my ass that I can recall, at least that I can remember. You know, there are a lot of nights there, you know, that I can't really remember what happened. And I don't know what might have gone on my ass. I don't know, but at least I can remember the only thing that's ever really gone up my ass, has been a girl's tongue.
I've actually read several stories about things entering your rectum, so. I'm a full believer, sir. I'm a believer. So.
Oh yeah, I'm a big proponent of analingus. I think if anybody, you know, has a chance to try analingus, either to give it or receive it, they should do that. They should take advantage of that opportunity.
It's
very fun.
Yeah, we totally advocate analingus here at the Meth Lab. So, you know, if you guys feel randy or, you know, what have you, please feel free to have somebody stick their tongue in your gluteus maximus. Yeah.
Or to put your tongue up somebody else's ass.
Yeah, you could do that.
If you so feel inclined.
Make sure they don't eat before. Like, seriously, make sure they don't eat several hours before. It's like going into surgery almost, you know? You gotta fast before you perform cunnilingus or analingus. I'm sorry, analingus. We're not talking about cunnilingus, right?
Analingus, yes, analingus.
Right, right, analingus, yes. I get those two holes confused all the time. Really do.
Yeah, that can be a problem sometimes. That actually happened to me yesterday. I was going back there, you know, to do some work, and, you know, I kind of went into the wrong tunnel, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared for it.
That can be a pleasant mistake. That can be, like, a pleasant mistake, or that can be a fatal error.
It was a fatal error, actually, because I wasn't totally prepared for that, and it caused me some pain, actually. Cause you got to be prepared. If you're going to go and take the back door, if you're going to use the bonus tunnel, you got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared for that. You can't just go in there, like, unprepared. If you go in there unprepared, it's painful for both parties.
You know who goes into that situation unprepared all the time? You know who?
Who?
Brian Fugier of Zygote My Coffee does that, like, all the time.
I believe that. I believe that. I totally believe that. I could see him as the type of person who just stabs at anything he finds. Like, he's just down there. He just starts stabbing away, and he just goes at anything he finds. And, I could totally see him doing that.
Oh, definitely, man. Brian Fugier, I know that you're listening, and, you know, we know all about you, man. You're not fooling us. We know that you poke anything that has an orifice, especially hamsters.
Yeah. Oh, I could totally see him sodomizing a hamster. I could totally see him doing that.
You better believe it. Better believe it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of him, though, like, he has this magazine called Zygote My Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, that's a pretty good magazine. And
it's a great magazine. I was gonna say I was actually in the most recent issue, so big ups to them. Fucking A.
Yeah, and I was just gonna mention that. I was just gonna mention that because I've actually just been reading that, and I read a poem by somebody by the name of Frankie Metro.
Oh, no.
It's called The New 52 Weeks. I actually kind of liked it. I actually kind of like that. I think I'm going to fucking read it, actually.
Cool.
It's called The New 52 Weeks by some asshole named Frankie Metro. And it goes like this. Superman has died of prostate cancer. The Flash is a crippled shell who can't run a mile. Batman has disappeared and become a male prostitute in Rio. Wonder Woman sucks cock on Cedar and Central. The Green Lantern is an amputee, and Aquaman is a cross-dressing grocery store clerk at Smith's by day and works the front counter at Buffalo Exchange by night. The Justice League headquarters has been renovated and turned into a Gold's Gym, and then a Walmart, not the Supercenter.
Bravo, sir. That was an excellent read, I have to say. You know, like, when I wrote that, I was actually, I knew that Brian Fugier was a huge comic book fan, but the funny part about that is the only actual person that lives here in Albuquerque is probably Aquaman, and I did see that dude working at the front counter of the Buffalo Exchange, and he was definitely cross-dressing, so... I mean, I think that's a strong statement, man. Like, you know, you're once, like, king of the seas or whatever, and then you're a cross-dressing front desk clerk at Buffalo Exchange. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, dude. That actually kind of makes me horny thinking about Aquaman.
I thought it would.
I'm actually kind of aroused by that. I might go masturbate to that thought later tonight, actually, I think.
Oh, yeah. But you don't really have to do that sort of thing in Mongolia, do you? Like, you don't usually have to do that right there. Like, I'm sure that you have plenty of outlets for that type of energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I could have sex with a person or even an animal if I feel like it. But, you know, sometimes
really?
I just like to masturbate, yeah. Yeah, like, there are a lot of goats around here, you know? A lot of goats.
No, we're not going to talk about goats, man. You
a lot
bastard.
Of goats around here.
I knew you were going to bring us some goats, you motherfucker.
Yeah, a lot of goats around here. Really, really sexy looking goats, man. You'd be in heaven.
That's really fucking crazy, yo. Well, you know what, man? I'm actually glad that we got on the topic of fucked up shit and like goats in Mongolia and what have you. I went on a roll last night, dude, and I got a little twisted and I started writing some weird shit and I don't know. I was going to read that for the show and see, like, I don't know, like, what you thought about it. Because you are the you're the authority on the strange and unusual, so I was going to get your opinion on that, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Well, I don't know if I'm an authority, but I definitely do enjoy such subjects, so please indulge me, man.
I will. This is actually an excerpt from The Great Acid Search for the Long-Winded Essay on Infinity, which is currently being published by Citizens for Decent Literature. Your Scandinavian mayo will throw off the reception, and then I'll have to buffer all over again, I whispered to PF. The topic of mayo had come up earlier, which had eventually turned into a somewhat heated debate over Miracle Whip as a better substitute and the pseudo-ethnic implications that accompanied a decision in either direction. SOS had supersonic hearing despite her fluency in speaking sign language. Fucking with mayonnaise is like tickling a truck driver while eating a Dairy Creed crunch cone. What the fuck? She was speaking my language. SOS was another multilingual mind assassin, and she knew all the right secrets, every unimagined predilection concerning sandwich spreads, Satanism, sex, and sanity. I know about obleas con cajeta de leche de vaca cabra, El Labrador por José Dicador Rodriguez Guajardo. The devil is another caramel goat and you're chewing on his bullshit. PF couldn't altogether distinguish if she was speaking Portuguese or Spanish, but she was speaking my language and I could feel the rot setting in deeper behind my canines. PF chose to engage further while I spit profusely on the sidewalk, thumbing the roof of my mouth with a digit that smelled foreign. She started with a shiv, a jibe, or something close to an insult in many social circles, a question that kills the first impression. Are you a writer? Why would she think to ask that? It wasn't like we were off to a great start. PF staring menacingly into SLS's receding expression and myself foraging around my top gums for a nugget of zero nougat I had no recollection of eating. I'm not talking about whiting about right people. That's for damn sure. The reply caught me off guard and I laughed with my index nail too close to a wisdom tooth, sticking in deep enough to draw a noticeable taste of blood at the back of my throat. PF acted completely unfazed, no waver in her stance, as she continued to size up our new acquaintance. You remind me of a kid with Tourette's that walks around here all the time. He dresses up in IC smart cut stoke prints and BBC foreplay polos just to feel accepted. You understand what I'm stating? Part of the trend, parte de la tendencia. SOS was not amused or agreeable with the observation, even though it was a night of so many, this one almost proved fatal. Perhaps it was more of an assumption on PF's part, but I was convinced, and still am for that matter, that I am no authority on such things. When she lifted her shirt to expose an umbilical hernia, a pus-inflated bubble protruding from her abdomen, sea green, a mucus film covering the contents, I thought I could make out a tiny fetus inside the globule. That's my sister, you guera piece of shit. You don't think she understands what you're talking about? She does. SOS poked at her belly button, causing the Siamese barm to shift around. Fuck. What? Oh, my God, please don't poke that thing again, PF pleaded as she held back the orange pulp in her larynx. No, look at her, you skivvy bitch. You show her some respect, goddammit. SOS cupped her sooted palms around her sister's head and squeezed it just enough so the minuscule, malformed face showed clearly through the abscess. I'd seen the usual films and TV shows portraying such a phenomenon, how to get ahead in business, tales from the crypt, etc., but never up close and this personal. I was meeting this woman's family, and I didn't even know her name. I was meeting her closest relative, and all I could think about was how ugly everyone was becoming. The devil have it all, remnants of goat horns cast to stone, pebbles from husks. My sister knows the truth. PF continued to dry heave near the hot dog cart outside of the library. Who do you think you are, anyway? Don't you know I'm on official business? SOS removed a piece of paper from her waistband, resting just below her little sister's one enlarged and obtrusive foot. Do you see this? She waved the dirtiest edge near PF's nose. This is a list of subpoenas I have to hand out today. This is why we're out here. To do something right for a change, to make sure that scummy pieces of trash like you and your retarded boyfriend here can't keep feeding us Satan semen. What? You mean horchata? PF retorted, no longer holding her gut back. You think you're so fucking smart, don't you? It must be noted here that SOS's shirt bottom has not lowered the entire time. SOS pulled out her red chalk. What's your name, anyhow? I think you're already on my list. And that's the end of that.
Well, I gotta say that you're breaking up a lot. Like, I don't know if it's my internet connection or who.
Well,
who,
I'm hoping that it's your internet connection. I hope it's yours,
so
because
people can hear that.
Yes, but that,
that
was.
But what I did hear of it, I really fucking liked. I really liked a lot. Fucking weird. It was interesting, and I heard some Spanish in there. I heard about Tourette's syndrome and some really fucking weird and interesting shit. So from what I got of it, I thought it was pretty fucking cool.
Well, I'll just I'll tell you what. I'll just send it to you since your Mongolian reception is a little off kilter. I'm hoping that that's what it is, and it's not my phone. So I trust American phones, but I don't know if I trust Mongolian Skype connections. I don't know.
Yeah,
American,
Mongolian
dude.
Skype connections are notoriously unreliable.
Exactly.
Can you hear me, though? Okay. Can you hear me? Right.
I can. No, I can, definitely.
Okay, good.
Definitely
good.
Can hear you, okay.
Good. Well, I hope whoever the fuck out there is listening can hear you, okay, because maybe I'll go back and I'll fucking listen to the archives or something and see if I can get more out of that. But was that you? You that wrote that?
Yes, it was, actually. I was going to say that was actually inspired by a guy that I met on the bus yesterday. This dude was, just riding along, and all of a sudden he lifted up his shirt, and he had this huge, hernia, where his belly button was, and it, just sparked up into it. So, yeah. And, I went online and I'm, researching, umbilical hernias and shit. And, the first thing that pops up is, this little baby, newborn. It's, literally has, this huge, gassy green bubble, where its belly button is. And it just took off from there. So it's really cool.
You know what? It sounded a lot like, that piece sounded a lot like a Panifesto creation, I got to say.
Dude, she's rubbing off on me, I have to say. Panifesto, living and, associating with her is, it's caused me to do a lot more research with my writing, so. Yeah.
Yeah, man. There was a real Panifesto tinge to that.
Oh, yeah. That's the funny thing about the essay itself, The Great Acid Search for the Long-Winded Essay on Infinity. It's actually... it's a collaboration between myself and Panifesto. So she's got somewhere around 8,000 words or something like that, written that she hasn't shown the light of day yet. So hopefully that'll come in the near future and what have you.
Yeah, well, that is something I am very looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, man. Actually, I was going to say, if we couldn't get your Mongolian address at some point, I'll probably just send you the whole series as soon as it comes out. We already had our first installment published, so
definitely send that shit to me. I will be happy to provide that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad we're on the topic of sending things, because I wanted to explain something about our online lit journal, The Meth Lab. I wanted to explain this to all our listeners out there. We do not, and I will go ahead and record and say this, we do not take submissions. We solicit submissions. So I've been kind of lucky lately, and I've had a string of people that have sent me some really good submissions via Facebook and what have you. But I want to put a stop to it, man, to be honest with you. We're out here to pick our writers. We're not out here to ask you for what you have. We're out here to pick who we put up. That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 100% right on. I don't want to get into the business of being another kind of small press sort of magazine sort of thing. What we're here to do is just to provide a forum for weird, fucked up, interesting, different kind of stuff. And that's stuff that really that we find, and I think that you and I have a particular eye for that kind of stuff. And we have a kind of vision for what we want there. And, we just like to kind of pick out and find stuff or select certain writers who we enjoy and know are going to fit our vibe.
There's very few, man. Like, that's what people don't understand. Is there's very few writers out there that myself and Nuwamba Flamingo actually appreciate and we actually respect. And, you know, if you're one of those people, we'll send you a message saying, hey, we want something from you. If you're not one of those people, we're not going to send you a message. And don't get offended. You know, it doesn't mean that your work's not good. It just means that it doesn't fit our, I don't know, what you would call it, aesthetic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Manifesto in the background.
Yeah, but I mean, it might also it might mean that your work's not good.
Yeah,
it definitely might mean that. It might mean that too, though. It might mean that your writing sucks. It could mean that. But there's a lot of shit that's good that we like that we just wouldn't want on the meth lab because it doesn't fit what we're trying to do.
And let's go further in explaining what the meth lab aesthetic is. It's not necessarily like sex, drugs, and what have you. You know, that's not what we're all about. If it's good, we'll put it up. And we don't care if you're talking about, you know, petting your stuffed animal or, you know, having unlawful relations with your grandmother. If it's a good story, we'll put it up. If it's not, we'll laugh at you and probably laugh at you for the rest. I don't know what to do to people that don't send us good stories, but I'm like, what was up with that Benoit Artois guy? Like, what did we do to that guy? I don't even remember.
Oh, yeah, that was actually a guy who I found a poem of his that I really liked and did fit the vibe for the meth lab. So I asked him to provide that poem to us. He did, but then he started sending all sorts of weird shit to us, and he started trying to claim that he represented us. And it just got really fucking weird.
No.
And then it turned out the guy was like a total freak.
He was representing our best interests. Remember that? It was representing our best interests. Yeah,
he wanted to turn it into some kind of commercial venture.
Yeah.
And we're not about that. We're not about selling anything. This is not, we're not about making any money. We're not trying to do that. If you want to send us money, you can do that. Sure, we'll take money. You can send us some money. We'll fucking take it. But, you know, we're not here. This isn't a fucking commercial venture. This is an infomercial. It's not Walmart. That's not what we're doing.
Exactly.
We're just providing a place to, you know, showcase art.
We actually have
and also other art. We like other art. We like pictures, drawings, other kind of shit. Maybe even music. We want to get some of that kind of stuff too.
I'm glad you brought that up, dude, because like I really want people to understand that in 2012, you know, what we're doing is we're probably going to stick with the same meth lab that we've been doing, but like 2013, I don't know about you, man, but I'm looking to expand a little bit. So, you know, if you guys have good photos, if you've got good tracks or music or what have you, man, like, I don't know, we might get around to you. Don't send it to us. If it's good, put it out there, and if we find it, we'll put you up. And that's the way that works. We actually have a caller, dude. We actually have a caller.
Really?
Yeah, it's Tumunga is the caller. I have no idea who this person is.
Let's see who the fuck it is.
Have you ever heard of Tumunga? Have you ever heard of this person?
Tumunga.
Tumunga, like T-U-Munga.
Tumunga.
Yeah.
I haven't. Let's see who it is.
All right. Tumunga, you're live.
How about you, sir?
What?
What's that? I'm not Tumunga. I'm Old Rooter in your chat room.
Old Rooter. Oh, hey, Old Rooter. I see you there. How you doing, man?
Well, yeah, that friggin' Skype, them friggin' Switzerland sons of bitches won't let me change my friggin' username back. So that's why you saw Tumunga.
All right, well, I like Tumunga. I think that's better than Old Rooter.
Old Rooter's a Blog Talk Radio legend. You don't know.
Oh, well, shit, I'm sorry. My bad. Well, hello, welcome, Old Rooter, to the Meth Lab Radio. We always appreciate new listeners and, of course, new names. So you're on here, of course, with myself and the operator of the Meth Lab, Nuwamba Flamingo. Are you familiar with the Meth Lab?
No, that's Call my name. I've been drinking tonight, sir, but that's what caught my eye. I saw the meth lab. I was like, shut up. I want to do some of that old friggin', who's that dad, Malcolm in the middle?
Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I wanted to do some of that shit, and I thought you guys could hook me up.
Well, I actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually live in Albuquerque where that show's filmed. You like that show?
I love that. Am I allowed to cuss on this show?
What?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to cuss because I got like about fifths of my 1.75 milliliter port.
No, you're totally allowed to curse and foul and filth on the show, as Bill Cosby likes to call it.
Fuck Bill Cosby, he can kiss my ass.
Oh, you motherfucker! Listen here, old. Don't make me do my Bill Cosby, man. Like, I will break it out on you right now.
Pizza nights, pudding, popping, cop, sucking, motherfucker. It's a Meth Lab radio show by Literary Underground. How about y'all sons of bitches tuned in on Blog Talk Radio? Now, y'all like, use that for your fucking, like, advertising shit.
That's right, we do, as a matter of fact.
Somewhat, I am somewhat of a Blog Talk Radio legend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't.
Are you as big a Blog Talk Radio legend as a Noah Kaplowitz?
I'm close.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope you're not.
Really?
I hope you're not.
Call me real quick and check me out. I'll wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
No, I'm waiting. You got to do the.
No, wait. Who's waiting here? Which one of us is supposed to be waiting here?
I'm just sitting here waiting for you to
waiting for you to pull your thumb out of your butt and actually finish a sentence.
Which sentence you want me to finish?
The one about the thumb in your butt.
Well, thumb goes in my butt. I ain't got nothing left to do but like pull it out and sniff it, and that's done been finished.
And it smells foreign to you, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it smells like fucking Taco Bell fucking beef burrito.
Oh, wow.
Nothing in my shithole smells foreign.
Well, old Rooter, since you are in the program, I'm going to ask you the question that usually kills the first impression in any sort of social situation. Are you a writer?
Define writer.
Do you make letters with pencil or poop?
No, I don't write with poop because it tends to stink up in the fucking paper. But, of course, if I've got like a good like bleeding hemorrhoid going, I could fucking like put like some secret writing on the paper with like the bloody pus.
And then man.
What? I'm not finished. And you can
hold a
fucking candle flame and it'll like appear like secret writing and shit.
I like your F-bombs, dude. They're very well executed.
I'm an F-bomb fucking I don't...
Nuwamba, help me out here, dude. This guy's a card. I love this dude.
I'm fucking...
My line is all fucked up. I can barely hear what he's saying except for, like, hemorrhoids and fuck and Taco Bell shit. And I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. That's funny, though. That's a funny motherfucker on the line. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Talk about pussy.
Old Rooter, where are you, what part of the country are you, do you hail from, sir?
I am fucking born, bred, fucking Hoosier.
Oh, God, you're from fucking Indiana. Get out of here, man.
There you go. Seriously. That's what I'm out. And I'm freaking out.
I'm from Kentucky, bro, and we hate you fuckers. So.
I know you do. I know you. Well, y'all motherfuckers down there in Kentucky fucking like, you took advantage of us when that fucking cocksucker fucking cheating prick come from Oklahoma. Basketball program up. But. Now we're for real. We're back, by God.
Hoosier Glory is back.
And I'll tell you, hey, Kentucky?
Yeah?
How many NBA teams you got down there?
Oh, you bastard.
What's up?
We used to have the Kentucky Colonels, bro. That too. Oh,
yeah, you had the Kentucky Colonels, and who did we have that fucking got three ABA championships?
This motherfucker thinks he's a
What's
genius.
Up? Fucking Milton Angels, motherfucker.
Yeah, but what the fuck have the Pacers done? When was the last time the Pacers won shit? They haven't won shit in a long time.
Yeah, when's the last time the Pacers
won shit? Reggie Miller sucked. He never won anything.
His sister plays better basketball than
he did. Is that all you got? Is that all you got that Reggie Miller sucked when he fucking, like, took New York Knicks and fucking told them all to suck his dick and they all had to?
Hey, fuck you. I'm not a New York Knicks fan. I'm a Miami Heat fan, motherfucker. We won in 2006. When was the last time you won a championship? When was the last time you won a championship, you fucking
Never.
Indiana motherfucker, you fucking
Never.
Redneck? When was the last time you won a championship, motherfucker?
Never.
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 Never. Yeah.
We lose tomorrow?
No, I fucking got all excited and kicked my fucking microphone cord out of the computer. I was sitting
there. Funny, dude. I like the guy.
Scoop,
I like this guy.
He's in the bed hollering at me for screaming that old fucking Kentucky Colonel fucking up. Who's that fucker to play the Kentucky Colonels that ran out to fucking Denver?
I just heard a bunch of fucks in Kentucky and Colonels.
Kentucky Colonel motherfucker. Dan Issel can kiss my ass. Straight up, how about you? I'm for real. Which one wants it? How about you? And I want you to know, on the great Meth Lab radio show, Scooter Bitch told me to shut the fuck up about the fucking Pacers.
Yeah, Pacers suck.
Well, I gotta say that I agree with Scooter Bitch, and you should definitely shut the fuck up about the Pacers.
Well, Scooter Bitch is from fucking goddamn Rochdale. She don't know. Freddie Lewis. Goddamn.
Well,
George McGinnis.
Well, you know what, old Rooter? Since you are on the line with us, of course, we have this little tradition on the Meth Lab radio to where anytime some unsuspecting asshole calls in, they got a reason.
Google me, goddammit. I'm not an asshole.
Well, come on, you gotta read something then. If you ain't no asshole, then read something. Because assholes can't read.
What do you want me to read?
What do you got?
I'm a fucking goddamn world-renowned radio fucking blog talk radio psychic.
Well, break out some of that world-renowned Indiana charm that you got loaded up in your Indiana Pacer ball cap there.
Got any bitches on here listening?
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Where?
Nuwamba's here.
Mwamba?
Yeah.
Where's she at?
Nuwamba.
If she comes on here...
I'm a hermaphrodite, motherfucker. I'm both a he and a she.
Oh. So which
one... I got a penis ass? And a pussy, motherfucker.
Well,
he got a penis and a vagina. Yes.
Right. I got a vagina going from my shoulder, motherfucker.
You got a pussy on your
shoulder. I can do yoga positions and fuck myself.
God damn.
So what you're saying is your crotch can reach your shoulder?
Oh, yeah. I can do a yoga position like that.
Oh, fuck. I want pictures. Yeah. Drinking69 at hotmail.com.
Hey, old Rooter, you're getting off track here. You're getting off track. Now, listen, I told you the rules of the show. You have to read something, sir.
Read what? What do you want me to read?
I want to hear some of that famous blog talk radio host on that you've got.
I'm going to read this to you in the voice of Too Short.
Oh, nice.
Too Short.
Yeah, you. Can I ask you a question? You like to fuck? Fuck. Oh, you don't want me to talk to you like that. Well, you'd like to make love, love. I saw you walking down the street and I had to stop. Turn up the radio and drop the chop. I see you look so good and you're so fine, young tender. Would you be mine? I get you in my car, I drive you to my house, cause I'm a Mac. I cold turn you out, I won't ask.
And I sure won't beg. Reach right over and rub your leg.
I let my hands slide between your
knees. Skirt, slip a finger in your pony straight, go to work.
What time is it? Don't watch the clock. Lay back, baby doll, and I'll rock the clock. Funky fresh I am, and I always can.
Freak nasty.
I'm the man. I take you out to the finest restaurant. Buy you any damn thing that you want. You want flowers?
My ass a rose, but later on you coming out them pantyhose.
That was Old Rooter, straight out of.
That was too short.
Gary, Indiana, right? You're from Gary, aren't you?
No, I'm from Pittsburgh, home of the four-time Winston Cup champion Jeff Gordon.
Yes, motherfucker. We also have Deranja Volva on the line.
Deranja Volva.
Oh, Deranja Volva. Oh yeah, I miss her.
Yeah. Deranja Volva, yeah. Welcome. To the Meth Lab Radio. Welcome, Deranja Volva.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you transvestite trick. How you doing?
Transvestite? No. I'm
trying to... I've heard a lot of dudes like you. How you doing, baby?
I'm not a dude. No.
Oh, now you're talking like old chick I know from the fucking motherland.
I'm inebriated. I'm quite fucked up. I'm sorry.
You're hot.
Deranja, what are you sipping on tonight? Sitting on the radio.
I've got bourbon. It's like a cocktail. It's a cocktail.
A cocktail.
You know it.
See?
Cocktail.
Hey, Old Rooter, why are you concentrating on cock right now? Like, seriously, bro.
Because my
he's a bit of a pervert.
From England.
This is not that type of show.
Oh, man.
Who Sorry. Are you?
I'm just on here trying to learn how to fucking make meth.
you've got to get a chemist.
I don't need it. I'm on the, like, this Meth Lab Radio show. I figured I'd get this shit for free.
Yeah, well, we do hand out samples to all of our listeners, but of course you have to be a long time listener. I mean, you're a first time listener, so we got to get to know you first.
I'm old time Blog Talk Radio. Google my ass. I'm fucking old school.
You're old school.
I'm old school Blog Talk. I'm telling you, Google my...
Deranja Volva, do you know this person?
I don't. This whole Blog Talk Radio, I don't understand it. It's messed up.
Volva's got man titties.
Oh, well, that's attractive.
I thought. Because I could tell you, I used to be a pimp back in the fucking late 80s.
Oh, my God.
Me and you can make money, baby.
There are no pimps in Gary, Indiana.
I'm not in Gary. I'm in the fucking home of fucking Jeff Gordon, Pittsburgh.
You're in
Jeff
the home
Gordon.
Of Woody
Jeff
Harrelson.
Gordon. Jeff Gordon sucks. Jeff Gordon sucks.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon sucks.
Jeff Gordon sucks.
Hey. What?
He's gay, dude.
Jeff Gordon, he's gay, man. How hard is it to drive a car?
God.
He drives a car, man. That's not that hard.
Deranja Volva. No, hold on. Wait. Let's ask Deranja Volva.
It's like NASCAR.
Yes. Are you a NASCAR fan, Deranja Volva?
I'm not at all. No.
Not just Deranja Volva.
No, Deranja. Like hydrangea.
Oh, like dehydrated?
Not dehydrated. No.
Don't you say hydrated on this show, I will hang up on you. I will hang up on you if you say hydrated on this show. I will hang up on you.
right now.
I will hang up on you right now if you say Hydra Syndicate.
Get up on a Jesus show.
Yeah.
Where's Nwamba?
Nwamba's right there.
I've got a bit of a thing for him.
Oh shit!
I think he's a bit attractive.
Oh,
Nwamba. You know, he does a bit of dancing in front of Pizza Hut, different fast food chain restaurants, different cafes. He's like Starbucks.
Fuck Pizza Hut! They don't want good pizza.
I think I'm sick.
See, Rooter, come on, man, don't make.
I think
don't.
Your dick's getting stiff.
Listen, Rooter. Okay, it's really sad when you make a vulva sick on this show. I'm not going to have that.
No,
kind of stuff.
No, I need methadone.
Oh my god.
Methadone or something. I'm a bit of a junkie.
Methadone at the waffle. Oh my god.
Oh, Rooter.
Yes, sir.
We're still waiting on you to read something, sir.
I'm waiting to figure out where they're like. The chick that needs methadone actually has a cock.
Oh, my God.
I do not have a cock.
I can't decipher that shit.
Deranged of Alba, would you change the subject, please? And please.
What, from my cock that I don't have? What is
change
this, the
subject
fucking
from
crying
your,
game?
Imaginary penis. Yes.
What is
that?
I don't have a penis. I don't. I've got the vagina, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. A real woman wouldn't say her vagina is beautiful. She say it looked like a fucking goddamn can of fucking steak-ups.
It looks like a beautiful, little pelt.
Like a beautiful
like
a sleeve.
Did you say a pelt? Did you say a pelt?
A
like
pelt.
A squirrel
yeah,
pelt?
She did say a pelt.
Felt like a fucking baby harp seal.
No, like a statue with a little pelt.
Oh my god.
A little, like a little triangle. It's lovely.
Oh, Mr. Reed's vulva is fucking A material on your show, by god.
I don't mock me. I don't
methadone.
Oh, Metro, you.
Somebody
I hate you.
Fucking couple of
methods. Wait.
Fucking
wait.
Hate you.
I love you, baby.
Are you local?
No, wait. Listen, old Rooter. We don't have hookups on the Meth Lab Radio, sir. If you want to do that, you take it to Speakeasy Cafe or some stupid shit like that.
I realize you don't have like hookups, but you'll let me like promote like your meth lab. But I would let like the range methadone chick like knock me up.
Oh my god!
Knock you up.
You want to help me, man.
I don't have a
knock
penis. This is not the crying game. I don't have one.
Oh, just
I'm very, I'm very.
Pull on my pussy. I think we could like
have a pussy.
We could do like Darwin shit on that because if we do it enough, something would evolve.
I don't follow. Like you'll invert yourself into a vagina. I don't understand.
What I'm saying is all the Jeebus freaks say you like man woman humping, but if me and you would like just do some like deranged vulva on my anus, and we just like keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing
oh my
it.
God.
Work, you know.
Do you have
something would happen? You know,
oh my god.
We might have like a big old pimpled face like Steve.
We're not going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger incident on the show. This is not.
Have you got Vicodin
or
Have you got anything like controlled Vicodin, Percocet, anything like?
I've got some kind of psycho like teenager bullshit in the fucking bathroom drawer.
Oh my god.
Do you have something to read that would take our minds off of impregnating old?
No, you know what? Yeah, I hate fucking poetry. I hate reading. I hate the whole.
You don't like poetry.
It's just
poets are faggots. Yes.
Hold on a
it's
second.
A goddamn waste of time. It's a goddamn waste of time. It's a bunch of bullshit. I hate it.
Hey, Miss Methadone. You don't like poetry?
I don't.
Here,
pussies.
I am like 85 years old, and this is the very first concert I ever went to in my life, and I would like to play it like their main song on the Meth Lab radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, have at it. I'm not reading poetry, a bunch of pussies. I'm not doing it.
Hammer down, you sons of bitches. Don't hang up on me until you holler at me.
Yeah, get that fucking shit off of here, man.
Get that shit off here, old Rooter. Yeah. You ain't trying to fucking listen to that bullshit.
Get that fucking shit out of here.
Hold on. Just straight up between everybody except like Miss Methadone.
What the fuck was that?
Two dudes.
What was that?
Do y'all know what
the
album cover
is? That shit?
Straight up. You know,
Too Short was a lot better.
You know what do you know what an album cover is?
No, what an album cover.
Exactly.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know what an album cover is.
Not you, Miss Methadone. Me and you is hooking up later.
Album? Who's got albums? What is this? 1970?
I've got albums all over my pizza shop.
I'll be sure. Wasn't he a singer?
No, I'm talking about Holly Hatchet.
Muamba, help me.
Yeah.
Muamba?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. He was playing some Too Short earlier. That was okay. But then he started playing some fucking retarded shit over there. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
You can't say that's retarded because some goddamn high
the bitches retarded that shit. That shit was fucking retarded. Retarded. Fuck that shit.
It's not. We don't say retarded anymore. We don't say that. We don't use that word. We don't call
retarded
people
when we talk about it.
I can't say retarded. I'll say retarded when I want to say retarded.
It's not PC.
He can say.
I don't care about.
Retarded all he wants when he's talking about his mom.
Yeah. If something's retarded, it's retarded. It's retarded not to say the word retarded.
Exactly. Mama's got like these old, like right titties higher than her left titty.
You know what's retarded is living in Gary, Indiana. Nobody wants to live in Gary, Indiana. That's just like a place with a bunch of burnt up buildings and prostitutes.
I don't live in Gary, Indiana.
What's that?
How about you?
I don't think we should say retarded
it's
anymore. I don't think it's right.
If you want to move somewhere really nice, you got to move to Jersey.
Jersey's full of fucking canned Mau Mouse and canned wolf pussy.
Cat wolf pussy? What?
Canned
wolf pussy.
Canned like fucking canned
pussy.
Corn. Canned wolf pussy.
Like processed
wolf pussy.
Like spam?
No, kind of
like spam pussy? I'm lost. I don't know what
it's
like, I don't
it's
know.
Like spam, but it's like canned wolf pussy. That kind of pussy.
Canned wolf pussy.
Well, what do you do with it? Do you fuck it? What do you do with it?
You throw it on like some fucking bread, and you wait for old boy's mommy to come over and fucking like give it like a little lick, and then you eat it.
Like saute.
No.
I don't know. It sounds disgusting to me. I don't eat canned pussy.
It's all right.
I think I ate canned pussy once. I ate it once.
Do you eat wolves?
No, not wolves.
No, I don't eat wolves. I've never eaten a wolf.
We're talking about you.
I did eat dog once. I didn't know it was dog.
Oberman?
I don't know what kind of dog it was.
Obama, whatever. Whatever.
Obama.
Yes. What's his name? I don't know.
Obama.
His name's George. George
Obama.
Obama,
I don't know. A dog, but I did eat dog once, and it tasted really weird.
What's her... her name was Dog what?
A dog, an animal. I ate a dog once.
Oh.
What kind of dog did you eat?
The front or the back?
I don't know.
Jeez,
I have no idea.
Spaniel. He ate
was
he
it a spaniel? Dog or an ugly one?
I think he didn't get one of the fucking goddamn puppies. I think he went to the fucking dog pound to grab one of them fucking old nasty snatches.
No, I got offered some meat, and I didn't know what kind of meat it was, and it turned out that it was dog meat, and I ate it. I didn't know what kind of meat it was until after I ate it.
Oh,
it tasted really weird.
How did you prepare it?
I didn't prepare it. It was given to me. It was on a little plate with toothpicks in it, little pieces of meat, and then I ate some. It tasted really chewy. It wasn't very good.
It was.
Maybe you needed some better garnish.
It was like some fucking teriyaki.
Marinade.
You like the marinade, don't you? A friggin' like malmute motherfucker. What the? Yeah, you know what's fucked up on my years of blog talk radio? There's this dude I know that sounds just like this fucking dude that's talking. And it's
which
all
dude?
Shit. The decompressed vulva. What's her name again?
What? Deranger.
Yeah, deranged vulva.
Deranger.
Deranged.
No, not deranged. Deranger. Deranged is like crazy. Like metal. Like, no, not that. Deranger.
Deranger
vulva.
What's a deranger?
And I don't have a penis. Like, this is not
we'll
crying
call,
game.
We'll call you a crazy snatch.
I don't know you.
Who?
Where's Nwamba? He's
where is Nwamba?
I'm listening. It keeps on. The line keeps on breaking up, and there are too many people talking at the same time.
It's hard pretty crazy right now.
It's a bit of a train wreck,
yeah.
For sure.
Good.
It's a train wreck. It's.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to this show. It was supposed to be a poetry show, wasn't it?
Isn't this a poetry show?
Remember like the old VTR,
bloody hell,
like,
I didn't want poetry
and shit and all that. Like, remember there used to be like people who'd always come on, like especially when I would read something or I would be talking, and they'd always say, "Isn't this a poetry show? I thought this was a poetry show."
Fucked up. I had that problem before because I used to be like a fucking world-renowned internet psychic.
Like Miss Cleo.
No, but I did have, like, this witch doctor that would call me and throw chicken bones and, like, do people's readings. You have to go back a couple years on Blog Talk to find that shit. Yeah, but
and exactly, if we Google old Reuter, what exactly will we pull up on Google?
You'll pull up some of my Blog Talk radio stuff. O-L, Reuter, not old, but O-L.
O-L. O-L, Reuter.
O-L space Reuter, like Roten Reuter. Yeah.
And you, I have you, to, I'm, gonna I'm working on my Indiana accent
right now. I'm Googling him right now.
That fucked up Reuter. Indiana ain't got no accent.
I keep getting okay.
Oh, I do see him. I do see him. Psychic reading.
Fucking blog called Radio Legend.
And dream interpretations. Old Reuter on Twitter.
You thought
he has been around. Yeah.
You thought I was.
Wow.
You know what's fucked up is I saw you people out here, and I knew that y'all ain't but fucking been on Blog Talk a long time, and I thought I'd fucking call in.
No, dude, we got zero experience with this. We have zero experience with Blog Talk Radio right here.
Hey, that's what I do. I come on here, and I like playing with it. Not playing, but I like talking to meet new people, and I met like this, like, Volva Deranger.
Deranger.
Wait a second. Deranger. I see some kid on YouTube. I see a kid on YouTube
Deranger,
talking.
Volva, if you don't send me no fucking titty pictures at drinking69 at hotmail.com.
Whoa.
You won't. Like nipple.
Yeah, I need
old
like.
Reuter is a pedo. Oh, it's saying that old Reuter is a pedophile.
No. That's some.
I'm 20.
Well, I am 85 years old. If like a pedophile is 20 under my age.
Whoa, pedophile! We don't allow pedophiles on the show, sir.
Old Reuter is a pedophile.
Yeah, but I'm 20.
On YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't do that.
Where'd you find old Reuter's a pedophile?
On YouTube. There's somebody talking about you being a pedophile on YouTube.
Whoa. Okay.
Who said that?
Yeah. There's some little kid, actually. He looks like a teenager. Were you a little boy? Were you like getting on Michael Jackson on
this? That little boy is like
getting on Michael Jackson on this little boy? Because there's a little boy on YouTube.
I fucked Michael Jackson to death.
Did you get on Michael Jackson on him?
I am like the fucking problem that Michael Jackson had with his neck.
All right, well, you know what? For all our listeners out there, we do have 2 minutes and 16 seconds left of live streaming, of course. If you have enjoyed the program, or you've been at least amused by it thus far, please feel free to go to the Meth Lab at www.methlab1234.blogspot.com. Check out all the moral turpitude and
Meth Lab straight up.
See hijinks that we get into. And of course, I think old Reuter. I think old Reuter and Deranger Volva have somehow become part of the Meth Lab Radio. Podcast or is this a podcast? This isn't even a podcast. This is like
it's Blog Talk. Blog Talk.
This is Blog Talk.
This
is serious radio. We're being serious.
There's some Russia fuckers that'll broadcast the shit out of this motherfucker.
Yep.
Straight up, P.
We have 90 seconds left of streaming, of course, according to the British ladies. So,
Mr. Meth,
they want to take. Yes.
Can I say I have loved every second that you've let me on your show and Miss Deranger Volva?
Deranger.
Deranger. You're a goddess on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you. I don't have a penis either.
I didn't say you did. Are you like volunteering information or what?
No, I'm defensive.
So you got
my anatomy. I'm defensive. I've got a lovely pelt.
Is your pussy, like, does it fit like a glove?
All right, and that's the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for coming through. Of course, Mr. Old Reuter and his vagina questions. And I do want to thank Deranger Volva for coming through, of course.
Good night, Noamba. Good night.
Amba.
I'll talk to you later.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Thanks, everybody who listened.
I'm sorry.
We'll try to have a poetry show next time.
Well, you know what, Nwamba? Before we leave off, sir, I think we owe our listeners out there at least two more pieces for myself and yourself. What do you think?
I don't know. How much time do we have left?
We got a whole hour left, actually.
An hour in archives?
We do. We have another hour.
All right. Well, let's clean it up a bit. Let's clean it up a bit, and let's go ahead and try to read a couple pieces. And try to gain some order to this fucking abortion of a show.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, all right. Who's on the line? Who's still on the line?
I'll let you there. I was. I'm actually going to wait in the wing here, and I'll.
Let me see. Let me try to dig up something to read. Do you have anything to read? Because you haven't read anything.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You here? You there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here, man. My Skype is acting like a piece of shit right now. So.
Yeah, man. The whole show, like, I've only been able to hear, like, half of what's going on.
It's been kind of crazy, man. It's been a little.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing I could only hear half of what's going on, given the way this show has turned out.
Woo! Old Rooter, Deranged of Alva, coming up next, Nwamba Flamingo. Go for it, brother.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll try to read something. All right, this is a piece I'm working on right now. It's called Dead in America, and that's the working title I have for it, and this is what I have so far. America, done spent my socialized security. America, done shit in my hand. Done wore a trench coat and sucked off a zombie near my grave. Done force-fed my prison break with your voodoo dolls and psyops. Got your cyclops basking in an Indian summer of Israeli prisons. Got your hind legs kicked up, drinking blood in the Ninth Ward. Sending your vampires on crusades. Sending your STDs to Iran. Got your drone attacks, panic attacks, ADD, Ginsbergian werewolves, Newt Gingrich's masturbating with sandpaper to three-titted movie stars. Got your epileptic Mormons on pogo sticks, stomping on Mitt Romney's dog, plotting killing sprees, amputees and MTV pay-per-view abortions. Got your football games, ladyboys with steroid penises, Roger Clemens naked on somebody's front lawn. America, Bigfoot is real. America, Bigfoot telling your mama jokes. America, got your 10 million children left behind. Obesity machines for food poisoning. Diarrhea rainbows and Ouija boards for air traffic controllers. Got your cosmic hip-hop hitchhikers pushing gangbangers in wheelchairs down escalators. Got your IRS audits, proctology, 3 a.m. robocalls asking, when was the last time you had anal sex with your mother? America, got your UFO abductees, Santa Ana winds, dildos and gay marriage proposals, Elvis's ghosts and pay toilet poets doing the Jimmy Hoffa. Got your neo-Nazis and Tibetan monks, 9/11 rain dances and Hitler aerobics in the Potala Palace. Got your Mexican corpses, desert sun, tornado bait, Facebook-addicted androids with mohawks shedding crocodile tears, mock outrage for the school shooting. Got your profitable prisons, food stamps, foreclosures, random rapists roaming the streets of Baltimore with clipboards and three-piece suits, with stolen kidneys and demons in the church, with televised telepathy, missing teeth and jorts, and unkosher sacrifices to the Walmart gods. America, got your narcissistic renderings, suicide bombers seeking Ambien in synagogues, Skeletor Republicans seeking payphones in abandoned subways,
quoting scripture in airport bathrooms. Got your text messages from the uterus of tomorrow, pledging allegiance to an idealistic want, like Thomas Jefferson in a minstrel show, like George Washington's teeth, like sperm on a blue dress, like spit on George Bush's pretzel. America, one nation, under God, under chopsticks, under untelevised flags of coffins. America with its pubic hair on fire. America with its liberty. America on the outside looking in through a one-way mirror. And that's all of that piece.
Fuck yeah, dude. I read that. Actually, I read a little bit. Actually, I read that last week on the Meth Lab show that I fucked up on and scheduled the wrong date for. But you did it hella more justice than I did. And there's some changes that you made some changes to that recently, right?
Yeah, I've been working on it, man. What I sent you was kind of a rough draft, so to kind of working on it a little bit and kind of putting it together a little bit better. I think I have it about where I want it.
Oh, dude, it's fucking sick. Like, me and Panifesto were actually talking about it, and we were discussing, like, how it's one of your better ones. It was very reminiscent of the Mad ones and your classics, dude, and I dug the fuck out of reading it, so. Big ups
to
you, man.
Yeah. It's a little bit derivative of a couple other pieces I've done, but, you know, I just was kind of feeling it, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man, especially with the new perspective that you've gained in Mongolia and what have you, so I think that it definitely speaks volumes, bro. Fuck yeah, dude. It's a really good show. I do appreciate old Reuter and Range of Volva coming on and adding to the whole OT that is Meth Lab. But I do like to read stuff, and I'm actually going to read, since you read an excerpt from 137 that I did my coffee. I'll read, this is actually this is one of the six poems that I had published there. This is a poem called Polyp. The gutter snipe in the stall next to you is, for the most part, making inaudible sounds about the tiles on the floor. There's dirty towels on the ground at their feet because the main library is more like the community washbowl than it is a center for resource. Suddenly, the tramp realizes there is more blood in their stool than there was yesterday, and there's not really a surprise in their words to discover this. It's almost like they knew it was inevitable that the amount of discharge would someday be greater than what they previously imagined. The derelict seems worried now, standing and sitting like a losing game of musical chairs, and stating to no one in particular that they didn't realize they were bleeding like this before. She's completely oblivious to the fact that this is the men's room, and one day soon, if she doesn't learn to read, he's going to bleed out in there, sitting on a throne made for dicks. And that's the end of that.
Yeah, man, I read that earlier on Zygo and My Coffee. Definitely
that
cool
is actually
piece.
A true story. That's a true story.
Mm. I also like the other one, too, about the blood bank. Trying to sell blood. That was pretty good, too, man. That was.
Which one was that?
It was the one about, you were writing something about blood banks. You're trying to sell blood or something like that.
Oh, New Mexican Plasma Bank don't want your blood.
Yeah.
That was I got into a heated discussion about that poem, actually, because people didn't realize that plasma banks aren't after your blood. They're just after your plasma. And they didn't realize that was the point of the title. Yeah.
Mm.
Blood
yeah,
is different from
cool.
plasma, people. Let's just go ahead and establish that. Blood is different from plasma. So.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you what, dude. I got to get going in a minute, but I would like to read a little bit of a piece that somebody sent me that I kind of dug.
Yeah, please. Please.
Okay. So, I'll just start it off. He reads it over the shoddy Skype connection we share. It's a signal that we work around. He's in the far east corner of Asia. I'm on the east side of the Southwest Mountains. Part of me thinks of him as a sadistic mindfuck. He knows I want the book, and he knows I don't usually pay for books. If I can't steal it, or if it's not free, then why bother?
I firmly believe in the philosophy that all things worth learning are worth stealing or worth giving away. I think that's where we differ, because Minas Frankel loves to steal anything, gives very little away, especially when it comes to matters of identity or personality, things he knows as both chaotic / separate entities, and believes that as long as you're breathing, you're learning no matter who's talking and fuck what they're talking about. But he reads. He has read more than myself, and he says that sometimes I read too much into things. He should know. He speaks 4 different languages. He speaks Dutch, German, Hebrew, Mandarin, on top of English. He probably knows more Spanish than I do, and he lives in Mongolia, for fuck's sake. Mina says, I read too much into certain situations, but I don't read enough David Foster Wallace because I've never read him. He mocks me over a shitty Skype connection by reading from T.I.J. in between anecdotes involving Thai hookers and broken condoms, in between long narratives about Anton LaVey's brief stint in music and Tibetan vacations where Chinese was always dictated in larger print. Have you ever listened to Satan Takes a Holiday, he asks, and I catch the word Satan and holiday when he names the title, and I respond that I haven't heard this song. Neither has anyone here, man. None of my students, none of the teachers, none of the hookers. I'm telling you, Satan doesn't exist here. There's too many souls to count. Don't you ever get worried when asking people about the devil and shit like that? I only do it when I feel I have to. Otherwise, you know what? We probably shouldn't be talking about that shit over Skype. Munis and I agree to save the rest of the conversation for an email down the road. He reads instead. He reads out loud, and he doesn't start from the beginning like he knows I would prefer, but instead he opens the page 186 and he takes off, spitting into his damaged headset the whole way through. And I'm just going to stop there. Hey, you still there?
I am still here, and goddamn, dude, I was just telling Panifesto that you read that better than I did, and fuck. Fuck you, man. Okay? Like, seriously, fuck you, Nwamba, for being so fucking... Thanks for reading that, bro. That was awesome. I appreciate that.
Well, I gotta say, man, you know, that's maybe... It might be the best thing I've ever read from you. It might be the best thing I've ever read from you, this portion of this thing you're working on.
I'm telling you, dude, like, when this thing is done, like, I'm literally calling this my Tropic of Capricorn, my fucking Infinite Jest, my fucking 2666. This is it. This is all I can put into, like, writing, man. This is, if it doesn't do anything for me, then it doesn't do anything for it. But this is the absolute top of my game that I can be. And I just hope people are appreciated.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you should say that, man, because you never know. You never know what you'll create in the future. So you never know, man. You never know. But I think that,
I gotta be honest
with
you, dude.
This is good.
I'm feeling jaded lately. I'm feeling jaded. Like, really, I'm just, like, feeling jaded to the whole writing genre, man. Like, really, like, and I feel like if there's... I'm kind of treating 2012 like, you know, if I'm going to write something... It's going to be the best I can do, and this is going to be the last thing I can say, because I'm kind of treating it like that. And I think a lot of writers out there should treat it like that. I think a lot of writers become complacent with certain styles, with certain genres, and what have you, and they just don't. They expect to wake up tomorrow and be able to write something else. Fuck that, dude. Like, I'm treating every day like this is the last thing I'm going to write ever. And that's what I'm going to do, man, from now on, man. If I live 50 years from now, I'm going to treat every day like it's the last day I can write something.
Well, I think that's a good attitude to take with it, because you never know when your last day could be. And
yeah.
So, you know, you got to pour your guts into everything you write and really put your all into it and not just kind of, you know, shit out another thing to...
Just your usual
Facebook is a note.
Yeah.
Your note that you're going to tag the same 20 people in, and the same 20 people are going to say the same shit that they say to you every time. And, you know, you're just going to get stuck in that kind of little, you know, box.
that most
I don't live for that shit anymore,
stuff.
Dude. Like, I'll admit it straight up right here on the radio show. Like, there was a time where I lived for that sort of attention, but, like, man, it's just not even worth it anymore. Like, for real, you're going to get the same 20 comments every single fucking time. Great writings. I really enjoyed it. Fuck that, dude. Like, I want somebody to tell me, like, this shit made me puke. This shit made me fucking gave me headache. Like, I'd rather hear that than, like, great writes. I just want a reaction. I don't care what kind of reaction it is. I just want a reaction. I want to provoke motherfuckers, man. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, me too. I love getting, like, a real reaction from people. That's why, like, you know, I don't really submit very often, but when I do submit and I get a rejection and I get one of those form rejections, I just hate those because, like, I would so much rather get somebody telling me, like, an honest opinion of it, whether they think it's fucking terrible, whether they think it's great or just whatever. Just get a real fucking, you know, like a personal reaction from it rather than just getting some form rejection letter. And if you look at, like, the shit that you see on Facebook or a lot of the shit you saw on MySpace when people would just say, great, right? I mean, it's just, you know, it's almost like a form letter. It's just the same fucking thing. It sucks, you know? So,
it's a fucking form letter, and I'm going to put a challenge out to every fucking small press editor that's out there right now, man. I personally sign every single acceptance and rejection that I send out at Red Fucking Fence. I personally fucking sign that, man, and I fucking give them feedback. And I challenge every single one of you motherfuckers out there to do that, because that's ultimately what everybody's looking for, man. We don't care. I personally don't give a fuck if you like it or not. I just want to know that you fucking read it, that it stuck with you somehow, and I don't care if it's fucking bad way. I just want to know that it was read, it was acknowledged, and that's it, man. Like, I don't give a fuck what your opinion is, man, for real. That's the way I think about it.
Yeah, right on, man. Right on. You know, people gotta just, you know, fucking tell you what they think, and, you know, you're not gonna grow as a writer either. You're never gonna grow unless you get, like, real, you know, fucking reactions and opinions from people, because, you know, you stay, you know, locked in that same little incestuous box, you know, that you have, like, with Facebook or something. You're not going to grow from that.
Yeah.
So, you know,
people
I really
glad hand all the time,
there,
bro.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I was going to say, man, people glad hand all the time, bro. All the time. Just because it's part of ritual. It's just part of their, like, nature. You know what I mean? And I challenge people to stop doing that. Start telling people how you really feel about shit. Stop fucking hiding behind, like, little images that you've created of yourself, man. I got into an argument with a motherfucker earlier today, man, about this bullshit. You know, stop hiding behind these little fucking, like, visions that you paint for yourself and, like, what you're going to become. And just start being who the fuck you are, man. That's exactly the way I think about it.
Yeah, word up, man. Word up, dude. And, you know, motherfuckers really need to get off of that shit. And I'm really glad I took a hiatus from that place for a long time, man. And, you know, and I'm back, but I'm just kind of, like, there just to come around and fuck around a bit. But,
I'm glad you're back, motherfucker. I'm glad you're back. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to be back, but at the same time, you look at that place, especially after being gone for a while, especially, like, the writing, like, what's going on there, it's so pathetic.
Let's go ahead and put it on record, man. Let's just put it on record. Like, when you fucking left, you left a hole in this motherfucking community, dude. And that's, like, the kind of impact that you fucking had. And whether people acknowledge that or not, it's not going to make any fucking difference, man. Like, seriously. But we're fucking, I know tons of people that are glad you're fucking back and around and shit, man. Like, I can't stop running across motherfuckers that are. So, like, I think it's time for you to come back, and I think it's time for you to come back full scale, man, for real. And just keep it up. That's all I can say, man. And I dig the fuck out of this show. I dig the fuck out of the Meth Lab, and, you know, I hope that everybody tonight, if you didn't like the program, at least you got something out of it. And, you know, that's what we like to do, man. Let's just keep doing this shit. That's all I can say about this. That's it, man. I'm done.
Yeah, man. Well, it was definitely a fun show. You know, aside from some of the chaos that broke out, and
from, like, not being able to hear a lot of this shit on my end. I mean, I could really, like, not understand a lot of the shit that was going on.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, hopefully hopefully next show we'll, you know, kind of I'll have a better connection and I'll be able to hear more. And, you know, maybe we can kind of get some more reads in here and maybe we could, like, get a guest or something or two. I would like to have a guest.
I was going to say, like, we can totally do this again fucking next Thursday, Friday, your time. We could totally do this again, man. I'm totally down to do it again.
Well, we'll see. We'll see, man. I'm not sure what, you know, I'm going to be doing then, but we'll see. I definitely do want to do one again at some point. I'm just not sure when.
Just let me know, man. You're always welcome around here or, you know, anything else. Like, straight up, dude, methlab234.blogspot.com. You guys go there. We got some new stuff coming up, actually, this week from Stephen Perkey. I was going to mention that before the end of the show, but things got so crazy. We got some new stuff coming up from Stephen Perkey, so it's going to be good.
Hells yeah, man. Hells yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And I know that we got a new piece up right now by, who is that, Carl Kowalski, right?
Yeah, Carl Kowalski actually has a brand new prose piece up right there right now. It's posted sometime last week. It has caused quite an uproar in the press community, so... actually, you guys can actually go back to right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/theliterary underground. You can actually check back on the last Meth Lab radio show where you can get information all about that. We actually call that the Elephant in the Room episode because it is an elephant, dude. I don't know if you've read it or not, but it is an elephant, bro.
I've not been able to read it yet, but I will be reading it very soon.
It involves some small press authors, actually, so it hits very close to home for a lot of people, definitely.
That sounds very good.
Yeah. It was a good follow-up to your prose series, Ass Rate by a Crazy Poetry Bitch. I thought that was, I thought it was a good follow-up.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nowhere to go but up from that, you know? There's really nowhere to go but up from that. So.
Amen to that, brother. If you guys are not familiar with that, please go and check that out. That's right by Crazy
Poetry. Yeah, that's right. And anybody still listening, you know, come check out the site, methlab1234.blogspot.com. And, yeah, man, we'll do another one of these shows pretty soon. We'll fucking post it. We'll spread around some links and... Yeah, let's do it again soon, man.
I'm down, bro. Anytime. Let me know.
Cool, man. All right, dude. Well, I'm out of here. It's been fucking fun. Take care.